This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Still smells like a new intro, doesn't it? Yeah. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. So let's not waste a whole lot of time here. We're going to talk about what happened in California, and my guest that I have this evening opening it up, pretty good guy to have in this particular case, is the part of the ensemble of the Polite Society podcast. He does the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. He writes at Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and AmmoLand.com. That is the one and only Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Again, we have plenty to talk about, and it's sad news.
Yeah. Tehama County, that's in Northern California, is that right?
Yes. North Central.
Let's set the stage in a couple of ways, shall we? Now, until recently in California, one of the things for the, what is it, like 50 or 60,000 permits in a state of 39 million people?
Yes.
So until recently, the permit holders actually could carry a gun everywhere a cop could, couldn't they?
California is a strange state when it comes to gun laws. The prohibited places are actually fairly few. It's the may issue, shall issue problem that really kept a great number of Californians disarmed. But right. Bars were good. Churches were good. You used to be able to go near schools. No, that schools were warded off in just the last couple of years.
And it was an answer to a question nobody asked, because as far as I know, no concealed carriers ever shot up a school, did they?
Not only not in California, nowhere in the U.S. that we know of.
Yeah. The other thing about California, California has the something called 5150, which is also a Van Halen album cover. But 5150, which was that's the 72-hour hold that they could put on somebody, which apparently with this shooter, it sounds like Tehama County knew about this guy, doesn't it?
Well, I've read reports that he was had a criminal record, not just a mental health record. Right. So, unfortunately, like the guy in Texas, this may be a man who either got his guns illegally or slipped through the cracks. The reports I've seen identify him as a criminal. One report was as a felon. But right. That was a neighbor, not necessarily verified from police records yet.
But in any event, whether he was a felon or had a mental health issue or something, it sort of sounds like he was a prohibited person. Which in California, it's a little bit like an Animal House, where you're a double secret prohibited person in California.
Yes.
He sort of sounds like that. And it sounds like if the neighbor's being truthful, he was letting the cops know this guy was an issue, wasn't he? That's what he's saying.
Yes. The neighbors have reported the guy was shooting on his property and doing it not just, I'm sighting in a rifle, but a lot of ammunition, and they're going, these weren't 10-round mags. This guy probably had standard cap mags, which in California you don't get. So, you know, I see a problem here. This couldn't have happened if gun control, particularly California gun control, worked.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because California now has the gun violence restraining order, where his neighbor or his coworker or anybody out there could have said, I think this guy is going to be dangerous one day, and they could have gone in on him.
Well, they did call the police and say, hey, right? I think my neighbor's, you know, has a criminal record. We hear a lot of suspicious gunfire. Look into, oh, by the way, he's threatened us.
Yeah. Yeah, so, let me, you try that.
By the way, going next door and arguing with a guy who's you think is a convicted felon shooting a gun illegally and saying, by the way, would you mind if you stop? I'm not going to sign up for that job. No, that's when you do call the cops and say, hi, you right. own this one. And nothing happened.
I'll be buying a calendar at the end of this year, so come and earn it.
Right. exactly. Yeah. Maybe a dance or whatever the raffle is. Right.
Now, this is the second time in recent memory with Elliot Rodgers in Santa Barbara.
Right.
The cops. And, I mean, didn't his parents call the cops on him and they went out there? They didn't look at his YouTube channel or anything. 9 deputies went and visited him, and they were left with the idea that he's such a polite young man.
Right. Right. And like the murderer in the Colorado school, this one that shot up the library, said, right. How did I pass? I lied through my teeth. If you're a sociopath, heck, if you're a criminal, you know how to make nice.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see how this one gets spun by the gun grabbers. I'm very interested to see how this gets worked out. But here we have multiple failures, don't we?
We really, really do. I mean, magazine capacity in California, threatening your neighbor, being a felon in possession. Bill, the problem with all of this is, and I think you've answered your own question, this is how it's going to be spun. Gun control failed, therefore we need more of it. And you don't need to keep yourself safe. The state will do that for you. But that requires that the state actually do something. You know, too bad to you that you're disarmed.
Well, I mean, in two instances now, in California with a K,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, there's never been a gun law they didn't want to pass.
An anti-gun law, yes, indeed.
An anti-gun law, yeah. They had an opportunity, which, you know, they have a gun confiscation squad in California. I don't know if anybody else has that in the United States.
In theory, if this guy was 5150, they have a dedicated strike force to go say, you know, you had this prescription signed by a doctor. We need to yep. collect all your firearms. Go get a lawyer.
Well, they could have yep. done that if somebody had done a gun violence. I mean, do we know how long this guy was? Has that been put out? How long this guy was target practicing and threatening people? Did he just suddenly pop up a week and a half ago? What do we know anything about that timeline yet?
I don't know the timeline. That's still emerging.
Yeah.
The good news is it probably won't be a Las Vegas event. We will find out. It probably won't be as forthcoming as Texas because we're dealing with California. And now Northern California might as well be a red state. I think you can get a permit there. Now yeah. they're stuck in California. Sorry about that. But it tends to run politically conservative. I suspect there will be less posturing and more, I expect them to be fairly forthcoming.
I would expect them to be fairly forthcoming, but it's really going to depend on the spins I see, because I was looking at Fox News where everybody's coming out now and they were talking about, initially they said 2 children were killed. They've since pulled that one back.
Thank goodness. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 were wounded. We don't know what kind of rifle yet. Supposedly had a rifle and 2 handguns or something like that.
Right.
Obviously a newbie because, and, you know, I'll say that in the next segment. I don't want to get something we can't break down or anything. We're coming up on the first break. Let me tell them a little bit about you so they can go find you after they're done listening to you here with me. Hopefully they'll go find you after I get done with the show, though. Anyway, Rob Morse. You can find him at Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's his blog, ClashDaily.com. Featured writer at Amoland.com. He's a part of the ensemble cast of the best-named podcast out there, The Polite Society. And a couple of times a week, he does Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. He's spread out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening is the totally out there way, just got all kinds of media coming out of his ears, Rob Morse. The only thing you don't do is YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah, no, Bill, with a face like this, I'm made for radio.
Well, I do YouTube, I'm not out there, you know, nobody's going to get out there and say, oh, my God, I need him for my Ray-Ban commercials.
You're a braver and more talented man than I.
Well, I'm just an egomaniac is what it is. By the way, did you hear my new opening? What do you think of my new opening?
Yeah, sorry, Sean, But yeah, we can't keep pumping Sean's insurance anymore. I like that change.
Yeah. But as far as the sound, if there had been no Sean.
The sound's good. Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
You sort of made fun of it on the...
Wait a minute, we're live. I just...
Yes, we are.
Anyway, so I guess, and let's talk about why you call your... And this will sort of set the stage for what we're about to do. You call your blog the Slow Facts Blog because you actually like to put out facts that you don't have to retract, don't you?
I do. What I get to do is take a minute, rather than being the first one with opinion, I'll try and be the second one there with a set of facts and a reasoned discourse. You asked a fascinating question. I'd like to go back to it.
Sure.
What do we expect the anti-gun politicians to do in California after there was a pretty clear failure of their gun control paradigm? They have to double down, Bill. They have no other string on their bow. They have only that one note. And the more they fail, the more they have to claim that more is better. This is like an alcoholic thinking he's going to drink himself sober. It's really pretty sad.
Yeah, but here's the problem with this. And it's sort of the same problem that I saw with, you know, with the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Right.
You had a guy in a gun-free zone, and you had one of their, you know, with the leftists, with their identity politics, you had one protected group attacking another protected group. And, everybody there that wasn't committing a crime followed the law, according to Florida, where you can't have a gun anywhere where they serve alcohol, and 58 of them got killed. Or 52 of them, or how? What? 49 of them? I don't know. A bunch. Most of them were just cowering somewhere, waiting for their turn.
And they were trapped.
Yeah, but you notice that even though the dude used an AR-15, we didn't see a whole lot of. I didn't see a whole lot of heavy traffic coming from them. But then we have the Las Vegas shooting, where he, you know, tips the scales by another 10 people, and all we know is that he had 23 guns. We don't know what the other 21 were. Two of them were AR-15s. We know that. We know he had bump fire stocks. They said he had 12 guns with bump fire stocks, but I haven't seen any pictures of that. And they're not putting anything out because right now the tort lawyers are circling them like a bunch of buzzards.
Absolutely. Like a pack of wolves.
Yeah.
Bill, and what they deliberate... Boy, talk about trolling for headlines. It's painful. What you know... And thank you for bringing it up. You don't need 12 guns to do that. Maybe two gives you plenty of time to let one cool while you're firing the other. It's tragic, but it's unrealistic to think that, oh, well, the arsenal was the problem. No, the murderous intent was the problem. Yeah. All these other things and literally, when you look at the angles, it's like shooting a hillside. Virtually a homemade firearm could have worked.
Sure. The thing about the number of guns, I mean, we knew this in the military. We carried, in my time, I did have a sidearm. And I at various times, when I got the sidearm, I was an M60 gunner. But then when I made E5 and I was no longer an M60 gunner, I kept the sidearm. So I had, back in the 80s, I had the secondary and I had the primary, right?
Right.
And the thing about the primary, especially with the AR/M4/M16 platform, if you're running in semi-automatic, you don't have to worry about it getting hot.
Right. Yes.
Even in pits combat, you don't have to worry about it getting hot. It is going to get hot. It is not going to, you know, the MOA is going to go off by a slight percentage and everything else. But in a firefight, you're not out there trying to say, I put all those rounds in something the size of a dime. You're just trying to, you know, you're in a fight. So, for somebody like me and you that might head out the door, whether it was, and in our case, we'd probably be heading out the door like Williford down in Texas.
Right.
We'd just be going out there with possibly the primary weapon, maybe the secondary weapon, and that would be it.
And that would do it. That leaves us plenty armed. A considerable. And in this case, like California, We believe the guy was had two firearms. It's not so much what he had, but that the people who he was attacking had nothing.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, congratulations, painful. Kevin DeLeon and Moonbeam Brown and all the rest of you guys out there. Leland Yee, as you rot in jail, I hope you are happy with yourself.
But you and I, our heart breaks for the people who are being victimized today and will be politically victimized in the future and will be fed this. I mean, thank you, Bill. I'm so grateful that there are programs like yours where we get to have this. No, this conversation is not happening on the major media channels in California.
No.
None of them will call it a failure of gun control.
I don't know. Martinez might. Bill Martinez at Genesis. He's out of California, I think. And
okay.
He's a pretty pro-gun guy, so he might.
I'm thinking of the evening news. Right?
Yeah.
He's over here with us.
Yeah. So, you know, it's... I'm just waiting to see what... Because this particular incident is... None of this is going to fit their narrative.
Right.
None of it's going to fit the narrative. Having all of these things outlawed and having all of these things banned and everything else, you know, in San Bernardino.
Right.
Those were California compliant ARs that the guy bought that he converted back to being just regular old AR.
Yeah, you work around the bullet button and you're ready to go. The San Bernardino, the Santa Cruz, Isla Vista, there were some actual like narco traffickers that get in gunfights. Occasionally they show up with a sawed-off AK.
Yeah.
Never registered, just crosses the border. I mean, if you're getting billions of dollars of drugs and millions of people across, getting a gun across the southern border is not that big a deal.
And in California, they got plenty of people, I'm sure, that work the pipeline. So,
yes, indeed.
I mean, with Elliot Rodgers, he didn't want to break the 10-round limit.
Right.
So he had 41 10-round magazines.
He was legal for all of it. We'll talk about it more after the break.
There we go. Between now and then, though, between the time we get back, you need to be looking at Slow Facts WordPress blog. Ammo Land for Rob Morris. Clash Daily. That's an entertaining place to go, trust me. Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast and the Polite Society Podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. Normally we would be talking self-defense gun stories, but here of late, too many, the zanies are out there, and are you getting as tired of the sacrificial lambs being killed as I am?
Bill, if you don't mind, I want to change the direction just a little bit.
Sure.
There was quite a dose of sanity that I heard last night.
Right.
And I have to give our audience credit. Over and over, we've heard the question after the murders in Sutherland, Texas, I should carry in church. Oh, yes, you should. Even if there is a church security team, yes, you should. And if it's a particularly large church, they will be focused on getting, you know, let's take a mega church. I'm going to jump all the way to one extreme. They will focus on getting the pastor and his family and their VIP guests to a secure location.
Right.
You still have to take care of your family. Maybe they will focus on the attacker. Maybe not. Maybe not. You still have your priority to take care of you and your family, and a, air quotes here, church security team, that's not at the top of their list. They'd like to do it. We, on the Polite Society, had a great roundtable discussion. Greg Hopkins, who wrote A Time to Kill, The Myth of Christian Pacifism, he also trains church security teams in legal use of force. You may know Ben Branham. He puts out the Armed Self-Defense or Modern Self-Defense podcast, but he's a firearms instructor and teaches church security in San Antonio, Texas. Ben brought some passion to this discussion because the Texas murderer drove past Ben's church to get to this other Baptist church.
Wow.
That's, as he goes, that's, you know, footsteps in the graveyard, just much too close. You've had Laura Carno on, and you and I think she is a force of nature. She brought Faster Training to Colorado. That's the organization, the institutional training that teaches teachers and school staff to be first responders, not just armed to stop the threat, but then how to secure the building, how to contact police, EMTs, and how to stop the bleeding until they get there. You know, the doctors talk about the golden hour. They're worried about the golden 10 minutes to keep people from bleeding out. We all had a roundtable discussion and consider how broad the issue is of protecting your church. I had to make fun of a military guy who he starts talking about what it's like to set up church security. And we were teasing him that your church isn't secure until there's a three ring binder full of plans and procedures. That brings back memories, doesn't it, Bill?
Yes, it does.
SOP, standard operating procedures. And we're all, okay, until they get, you know, the official, let them argue about the letterhead. Let's everybody carry in church, because we can do that in, you know, within the next 7 days. Laura had a great comment. Many of the instructors, SWAT instructors, high level instructors, often with a law enforcement background or some training, that are then brought in to teach teachers and staff. So talk about sort of an oil and water situation. You have to bring it down to their level. They'd already been teaching church staff. So all Laura's Faster Colorado organization did is act as a point of contact for the many churches that were reaching out to try and find this training. The great news is that except in California, and let's be clear, even except for the deep, deep blue coastal areas, we're determined to solve this problem.
Well, and you know, the thing that bugs me the most about it is the reams and reams of data indicating, you know, when you look out there and you look at the Clackamas Mall incident.
Right.
Which is textbook.
Yep.
Where they, you know, the stats used to be for a active shooter where you're waiting for the cops, you're going to lose 14 people. That jumped after Sandy Hook to 18.
Right.
But if there is a armed citizen there on hand, then that drops down to 2.5. And Clackamas Mall was exactly that. It was he killed 2 people, wounded a third. And then this kid, Nick Melly, pulls out his weapon and just points it at him. The guy exits stage left and shot himself in the head.
Well, think of, Bill, let's put you in your local, you're in the mall.
Yeah.
You know, I would be surprised if in the last 2 weeks you haven't been there and you're carrying. And if there's a sign, you kind of look at it and go, I'm glad that doesn't have the force of law. And you walk right in. the reason there are those 2.5 is you and I go, and so do our students. What the heck was that sound?
Yeah, that takes a moment to react.
Well, it seldom happens right in front of you. You hear boom, and you're thinking a light fixture fell out, something fell over, they're changing displays, and a display fell over. You and I don't walk into shootings every day. If you compete, you hear them every, you know, gunfire every weekend. Even then, not in a mall. Then you hear the second one, and you go, oh, my gosh, it's real. You orient on the guy. And on average, there isn't a third. It's over that fast.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and
The sad news is, if you're not there, now you add in another 12 minutes. The police are dying to get there. One of the major contributing factors to policemen getting injured is automobile accidents when they are struggling to get themselves to an event like that. Stop this guy. They want to be between an attacker and the victim, and it just takes time.
Yep. So, I'm, I'm looking. The shooting in Texas.
Right.
I'm not going to say that was an unforced error on the part of that of those people in Texas, because that guy, that was a pretty evil dude.
Well, but there are. I'm not willing to place any blame, but there are things that we already knew that were strongly reinforced.
Yes.
That it was not posted. Even if it were, that wouldn't have made a difference. And just because you're not there to do harm, and no matter how sincere and deeply held your spiritual commitments may be, we are God's hands. It is us to protect ourselves and our brethren. That was the great thing. You had Greg Hopkins on, and he talked about that in his book, The Myth of Christian Pacifism. He literally quoted chapter and verse from the Bible about how we are directed to protect our brothers.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's, I wish that that pure spirituality was enough to protect us. It's really not.
Yeah, well, I think God looks after those that look after themselves.
Anyway. We are God's hands. We'll talk about it more after the break.
Yes, we will. Rob Morse, AmmoLand.com, Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. Rob, Dr. John is in the chat room. He says hi.
Hey, John. Thank you so much for all you do. Hey, you know that John is the official physician of the Polite Society podcast.
Yes, you have told me that. And
I am so proud.
See, I've always envied the Polite Society, just the name of the podcast. And then you got John. I've been thinking about making him like the Surgeon General of Lock and Load or something like that. But you still get it first, so I sit back.
I think he can wear a ninja T-shirt. I like that.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I do. And he's masked most of the time anyway.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah.
I like it. Congratulations, John, on your new appointment.
He's just sitting over there going, they're talking about me like I'm not even here. Anyway.
Hey, Bill, before we'll go to gun stories, but the great news about all these churches who are now going, oh, I guess it means us. We have to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
They don't have to invent it. They're not on the leading edge of it. It's been done. It's being done a lot, but very much like the faster class trainees. If you train your church staff, if certain ones of them are armed, you don't put a big sign on them. It's like becoming an undercover agent. So you, the next inductee doesn't find out about it by word of mouth.
Right.
The churches who take their security seriously effectively disappear.
The thing about this, though, is that
yes,
some churches are not going to change.
That's sadly true.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And that means we have to change them. We have every right to talk to our pastor and say, have you looked after our security? And if he says God will provide, you might want to spend your time somewhere else on Sunday. That's a dangerous, that's willful blindness. We can't afford it.
That's about the best way I think I could put it would be willful blindness. But, just knowing that though, I heard some guy named Colbert something, I can't remember his last name. And he was out there talking about, how it was, now we have to consider how we have to hunker down and get our guns ready to go so we can worship. And he doesn't like that idea and everything else. This is all about feelings. And these,
right.
I find that very irresponsible.
Right.
To get out there and do all this virtue signaling. I know good and well you probably got a gun under your jacket. That's the part that just gets me. So anyway.
Or the guy you rented who's walking next to you does. Yeah.
Sure. Fair.
Yeah.
So, all that being considered, I hope that the churches out there look at this and say to themselves, we got to do this. And, you know, around here, a lot of the churches, we have a lot of mega churches around here, Bible mm-hmm. Belt, and they have off-duty law enforcement.
Okay, they're going to take care of the pastor, the VIP, you know, the guest speaker that comes in and fills the place. But what about you and your family?
Well, that's true. But, I mean, my thought is this. If an active shooter is sizing up a place and he sees a bunch of cop cars there, I think he goes away.
Maybe. Bill, this is the same. Okay, let's take the same issue. A church has the problems that you'd face at a football stadium, large crowds,
yep.
at a restaurant, at a school, at a large industrial complex. And unfortunately, for many of these churches, we've said the people inside are going to be disarmed. That means they're disarmed in the parking lot. Carjacking is typical.
Right.
Because you know these people are disarmed. Churches have easy access and to major roadways. Everything that happens out of church also happens in church. One of the big issues, of course, and it doesn't surprise anyone, when you have custody disputes, it's one of the classic places to get the child of with whom you don't have custody. You can also get, oh, we're supposed to do the handoff, and now accusations fly. I understand that happens too, but every problem that happens in the world, we bring them all with us to church.
You know, talking about that, I saw something the other day, and I don't remember in what context I saw. I saw somebody dropping off their kid, and the husband reaches back and tags the boyfriend. Now, the boyfriend, completely within his rights, pulled out a gun. And then the husband wrestled the gun from the boyfriend and accidentally shot his new girlfriend in the back. And when I heard that, I was just thinking, you know, the concept of the polite society, it'd be really nice if we actually went by that and didn't get out there and think that we're all, you know, martial artists or prize fighters that we can fight and hit and do whatever we want to do. I don't do that. I certainly don't do that. I know you don't do it. Most people I know don't do it because they look at fighting and they look at violence as something, if they have to go that way, it's going to get really bad.
It's not only that. It is literally the last resort, Bill.
Yeah.
You and I, if we ever have to even, okay, I just wrote an article on this. If you so much as touch your gun, you're going into the legal system. Stay back, I'm armed. You know, that's like a warning shot.
Well, but see, the bar, the thing that I keep thinking about, like with me, before open heart surgery, my bar of looking at things and saying disparity of force was higher than it is now.
Yes.
So when you consider that, when you're looking at somebody and you don't know anything about them, it is my opinion that maybe you want to try to find a way to not go straight to violence from point A to violence because you don't know what you're going to get out of it. And in some cases, what you may get would be perfectly justified in a court of law.
Misdirection, verbal judo.
Yep.
Your buddy, the SWAT cop, I'm sure, I bet he knows ways to get out of trouble way more than you and I. And some sense, we need it more. You know, he has that entire ladder of escalating force populated, and you and I have a few words, angry words, the Nike reload, I'm going to run away now, and then we got to go to guns. Maybe there's pepper spray in there, whereas he's got 1,000 steps on that ladder, and he's a pro, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, JT is a very interesting gunfighter, and that's purely what he is, because in his capacity, this is not something where he can't run away. He's got to stay there to the end.
That's right.
So
he has to resolve the issue to his advantage. Right.
So but, I'm sure he reserves all of his options, and he thinks of things and probably looks at what's the level of progression I'm going to go through, where do I amp up, where do I slow it down, that kind of thing. So.
Right, and he's got all those levels filled in. He knows what to do. He's practiced them. Isn't that interesting? We were talking about it on Self-Defense Gun Stories. One of the advantages of using your gun a lot is you know what you need.
Right.
Oh, that's an opportunity because I know I can employ a firearm in this amount of time versus I don't have time and opportunity. I'm going to keep handing him my wallet, my cell phones, my shoes until his hands are full and I see an opportunity.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So, well,
we have a minute.
If that much. I mean,
Phil, it's been much. Great. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about this with you. I appreciate what you do all week long.
Anyway, go look at Rob's stuff. I appreciate that you appreciate it. I like that you appreciate it. That means, you know, it's a peer saying this to me. Mm-hmm. So that kind of kudos are very nice to come by. For those of you that haven't ever sampled Rob's fare, at iTunes you can find the Polite Society podcast and Self-Defense Gun Stories. Online you can find the Slow Facts WordPress blog. You can find ClashDaily.com with the very shy and retiring Doug Giles also there. I can just imagine the two of you in a room. You need to get him to come to the NRA meetup. And
that would be, yeah, he's got no excuse in Dallas.
I know that. And also a featured writer at Ammoland.com. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.